Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Cheaty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bud Daly. And now, play ball. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump strikes out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry strikes out. Two outs. Harry Cheet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cheet hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hansen fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas takes first base on ball 4. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Busby moves to third. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Dropo reaches second base with a double. Busby scores. Hansen scores. It's 3-0, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Triandos hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Triandos reaches second base with a double. Dropo scores. It's 4-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Orioles. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cheet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin strikes out. One out. Hank Bauer pinch hits for Bud Daly. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Bauer reaches second base with a double. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump strikes out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Cux now pitching. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson is called out on strikes. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pappas hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 2 in the game. Breeding hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Breeding. The throw from Cheet and he is safe. Breeding steals second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. Busby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thronberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herzog moves to third. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0-for-1 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herzog scores. Thronberry moves to second. It's 6-1, Orioles. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a line drive into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Walt Dropo. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Triandos hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Triandos reaches second base with a double. Hansen scores. Gentile moves to third. It's 7-1, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gentile tags and scores. One out. It's 8-1, Orioles. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a line drive into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Triandos scores. It's 9-1, Orioles. Ken Johnson now pitching. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pappas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile now playing first base. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tuttle hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Breeding hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-3 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Breeding moves to second. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Breeding scores. It's 10-1, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 3-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gentile moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Seaborn hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-2 in the game. Herzog hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thronberry hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-1, Orioles. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pappas hits a fly ball into left field. Seaborn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Breeding hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Chee-Tee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamlin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 4 in the game. Busby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Chi-T settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Jim Gentile. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a line drive towards short. Hamlin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 4 for 4 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Triandos hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Chi-T settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Boyd now playing first base. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 3 in the game. Carey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-2, Orioles. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Brandt reaches second base with a double. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Nicholson is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Pappas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 3 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chiti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-3 in the game. Hamlin strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 11, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.